Welcome, and congratulations on your decision to enhance your journey on the Path to Personal Fulfillment. The Path to Personal Fulfillment course is designed to be a series of monthly modules, one to be released each month during the year, so that you can continue a deep and regular practice of connecting to who you are and aligning with your path to goodness and fulfillment. While the greatest value and progress on your path will come if you do all 12 modules, each module stands on its own as its own valuable teaching. This video will introduce each of the modules, offering a foundation for the learning you are about to undertake. If you choose to work with all 12 modules, you don't have to revisit this introductory video each time. As you get to know yourself, and I mean really get to know yourself, you will unlock more and more of the mystery of what it means to be a human being, specifically the human being you came here to be. What's really exciting about getting to know yourself better is that in doing so, you also find the key within that unlocks your potential to live a life of goodness and fulfillment. And you do have this key within you. We all do. This course will help you find it. Just like you, I searched for a long time to align with my own path to personal fulfillment. I'm a voracious learner and sought from many different sources over many years. About 10 years ago, I discovered these tools I'm about to share with you. In working with these tools, I have found that they are living, meaning they are able to change and grow as I change and grow, and they continue to serve me to this day. These tools aren't just a simple 12-step process to get from point A to point B. They are tools that get stronger as we go and can be visited again and again as you move toward the pinnacle of your fulfillment, meeting ever greater challenges with the need for ever more powerful tools and support. These teachings evolved from accumulation of the inspiration, insight, and wisdom of many great teachers and wisdom traditions, and I gratefully honor those sources. I'm here to share with you how I've come to know and work with these tools and what makes them so valuable. I know by experience that these tools work. They can keep you on track to your fulfillment and help you to realize your highest potential. While I share from my own experience in working with these concepts for nearly a decade, don't take my word for it. Experience the process for yourself. Let's get started with some foundational material to help you understand how the modules will unfold and how you will work with each particular element on your path to fulfillment. Here's what you can expect as you travel the journey on the path to personal fulfillment in each of the modules. First, you will receive this introductory video to familiarize you with the format and structure of the module. Next, we'll dive into an in-depth understanding of one of the 12 elements, what it is, how to understand it, how to know its extremes, including some practical examples, how it shows up in you, how to cultivate it and work with it most effectively in your day-to-day life, and how the element can become something even more powerful as we continue to work with it more consistently. You will also receive a downloadable document with contemplative questions and considerations for practicing the element and finding balance and alignment with it. Finally, each module will come with a meditation in both audio and printable versions to support you in activating and regularly working with the element within you. So what are these elements I'm speaking of? And how can they help you find the middle way that so many true wisdom traditions speak of? We might think of the middle way as a place of balance and alignment with our highest, best selves. In the middle, we are not too much of one thing or too little of another. Aristotle defined the human capacity or skill, guided by reason and insight, which holds the mean between the too much and the too little, as virtue. Virtue is ultimately the capacity to hold the mean between extremes, or the middle way. It is important to note that in your striving toward fulfillment, you will inevitably meet extremes along your journey in order to find the middle way. We cannot really know the middle way without knowing these extremes, just as we cannot realize the light without recognizing there is also darkness. Consider a pendulum. As it is pulled to one side, or extreme, and released, it will go all the way to the same level on the opposite side. And then it will swing back, but this time a little bit lower, and then return again to that same level on the other side. This process of swinging back and forth through the center to each side or extreme, decreasing in intensity each time, eventually allows the pendulum to settle in the middle, balanced and stable. Our process of striving is much the same. You will notice that through this transformational process, you will swing to each side. And in noticing those extremes and consciously working to balance them, you will move more and more toward a place of center and balance, the middle way, the place of fulfillment. Hundreds of virtues have been named over time, but if we consider the idea that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, born of the cosmos, then perhaps the virtues given to us from the cosmos, specifically the 12 zodiacal constellations, are worthy of the deepest study and understanding. Perhaps in cultivating these 12, the many others will also be cultivated. These 12 elements are what you will work with on the path to personal fulfillment. These 12 zodiacal virtues. Virtues are active. We do them. We do not have them. To practice virtue is to constantly practice finding the mean between the too much and the too little. Even nature practices finding this balance between what is excessive and what is lacking. Rivers will clean themselves up if left to renew after being polluted. Our bodies will naturally find healing after an injury. Plants seek and grow toward more light when light is not plentiful. Yet human beings find balance by choice. We have the freedom and power to choose our behaviors, to act in the middle way, and to discern in the various domains and circumstances of life what is too much and too little. Virtues are a practice of choosing. They are something we strive for and work toward constantly throughout our life, moving toward the pinnacle of our highest capacities as human beings. They help you to become the best of who you are meant to be, uncovering what gets in the way, layer by layer. Once you become aware of these virtues and work with them to discover the hidden treasures within you waiting to be found, you will have a greater understanding of yourself and ultimately come to that place of fulfillment. But how do we cultivate and live these virtues? To practice the virtues, we must first understand what they are. If virtue is our capacity as human beings to hold the mean between the extremes of excess and lack, then there must also be extremes associated with these virtues. These extremes could also be considered the vices that are the low side or dark side of the light of virtue. They help us to recognize when and how we are out of balance or alignment. These vices are able to be transformed into goodness, but only through recognizing and understanding how they show up in us as individuals. As you learn to name them and know them, you then bring forth the power to transform them. This is the ultimate way to truly know yourself and succeed on your path. Your vices are what prevent you from living your life of fulfillment and goodness. A vice is simply a failure to align with conscience. Your conscience is that force within you that is constantly guiding you toward your best, showing you what is good or bad, right or wrong, or too much or too little for you and your life. Practicing virtue educates your emotions and feelings, bringing pleasure to your soul and allowing your heart to be your guide in all that you do. Virtues are learned as an active process of transformation and not simply held as a nice idea or passive concept. Embodiment of these virtues is a gradual, evolving, and expanding progression through life. It is the embodiment of your conscience, or highest self. Practicing virtue is a path of becoming the best you can be. Each module will work with a star map as a way of helping you to know yourself better. As you can see in the diagram, the five-pointed star is like a map for understanding each virtue. As you view the star on your screen, you will see that the bottom left foot is the virtue itself. At the top is the higher power the virtue can become, the highest potential as you strive toward your highest self. The bottom right foot is a helper or supportive element that helps us to cultivate and do the virtue in a balanced way and get us to the pinnacle of its becoming. The left and right arms of the star represent what the feet become if taken to extremes. If we do the left foot to an extreme, we get out of balance and develop the characteristic shown at the right hand of the star, the extreme of excess. If the helper at the right foot is done to extreme, it becomes the out-of-balance extreme of lack at the left hand. Both feet of the star have the capacity to move toward either an out-of-balance extreme or toward the pinnacle of our highest potential. Our task is to understand where and how we are out of balance in any given situation. Working with these star maps to practice the virtues will help you to adjust as required to get you back on the middle way to fulfillment. It can be a powerful practice to tune into one of the virtues each month at the particular time cosmic energies are streaming in to support us in cultivating it. For this reason, a new module will be released with a new virtue each month. Working in this way will deepen your inner knowing and help you to intentionally forge a path to fulfillment over the course of the year. If you earnestly work with these exercises, you will discover more about yourself than you ever realized, learn how to relate better with others, and also discover how to connect to the goodness and fulfillment you are striving for. The first module in this overall course begins with the virtue of courage, streaming in when the sun is astronomically in the constellation of Capricorn from mid-January to mid-February, followed by the virtue of discretion when the sun is in Aquarius, and so on until we get to the virtue of self-discipline when the sun enters Sagittarius in mid-December. If you are seeing this video as an introduction to one of the later modules and want to find Module 1 to begin there, take a look at my list of courses, which can be found by clicking Read More under my bio. This will take you to a full list of all courses I offer online. In preparation for going deeper into these modules, it is helpful to have a journal or notebook for this work. Begin noticing and recording. What triggers you? How do you respond in the situation? What extreme behaviors do you see? What do you think you need more of or less of to move through the situation in a way that feels fulfilling? Bringing awareness to your experiences and noting some examples of what hinders you will prove to be helpful as we go on this journey together. In working with these virtues over time and throughout the year, understanding their extremes and how they showed up in me, I discovered a profoundly greater understanding of who I am and what I'm here to do in the world. I also came to discover a sense of fulfillment in my life that I had never known. My forte is getting down into the dirt and mud of things, understanding what's there, and finding ways to move through it toward a place of light and balance. This work will help you dive deeper into the mystery of yourself than you've ever been, and emerge stronger and more fulfilled as a result. As Benjamin Franklin said in his autobiography in relation to working with virtues, "Though I never arrived at the perfection I had been so ambitious of obtaining, I was, by the endeavor, a better and happier man than I otherwise should have been if I had not attempted it." May you be better and happier for your endeavor.